Saxophone Jones. He blew his mind out on that saxophone. The tone alone kept him stoned. Alone, alone. He could not leave that sax alone. A lot of trouble in his life. The knife he used to cut through blues, truths, the news, the obtuse, the attacks. Was sax, safe sax, or so he thought, but he bought the farm, one charm at a time, one dharma, the sublime climb of perfection up the erection of the perfect perpendicular, in particular that horn he was born to fornicate, paying freight to the Jones of tones, the moans of that saxophone. He blew his mind out on that saxophone. He was known as Mr. Horn, adorned with adulation. His station and place was set, and yet he rode alone. He owned the stage. No gauge of players impeded his needed solitary flight through musical delight. His harmonics and phartonics called to all. In all, he blew, he knew, no doubt, no dearth. The worth was his biz, the note, and the next, and the next, and the next, and the next. He had the Jones of tones. He rode alone on that saxophone.